Hello and welcome back to the Tipsy Trail Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew. Today's topic is Minnesota, the experiences that you will have if you come and visit our state. This episode, I'm joined with two special guests that are Minnesota residents all their life, so they are going to be able to bring some good insights to this episode. So without further ado, let's get started. All right, for this episode, I am joined with two special guests, Eston and Christian. Eston, where are you tuning in from?
Lakeville, Minnesota.
Very well. And Christian, where are you from?
Brainerd, Minnesota.
Brainerd, Minnesota. Okay. How's the weather up in Brainerd? I know it's a little chilly.
Yeah, well, it's all right. All of Minnesota is just, you know, all right weather. But yeah. I've been all over.
I am familiar with Lakeville. You got a lot of lakes down there, don't you?
Oh yeah, I mean there's lakes up in Brainerd too. We're the land of 10,000 lakes.
I guess we are. Yes. So I brought you two on to talk about, I guess we mainly Minnesota, but also the Midwest, because this is a Midwest podcast, and we're talking all about it. I'm going to ask you guys some questions about Minnesota, what you like, what you don't like, favorite traditions, stuff like that. So without further ado, I'm going to ask Eston first. So Eston, you are from Lakeville. Is that where you grew up?
Yes, sir. Okay. 24 years.
Okay. Well, so in Lakeville, I'm pretty familiar. There's quite a bit to do down there. I mean, how do you keep busy?
I work, go fishing, go hunting, hang out with friends and family, so yeah.
Okay, well, there's a lot of lakes. What is a lake that you enjoy a lot of?
Prior Lake, pretty good. Good fishing. They got a little restaurant on the lake to still grab a bite to eat if you need to, so.
Yeah, I guess.
Fun having a whole day out there or something.
There we go. How about you, Christian? What do you enjoy? Maybe a few hobbies, what you like, and then we'll kind of expand.
I like going out on my boat. That's what I like to do. I like to go see the sun, you know what I mean? Be on the lake.
Yeah, I guess.
Got the wind going past you. Maybe a tube.
In Brainerd, you got a lot of that.
That's what I like. But that's one of the many things that you can do in Minnesota. You know, we got hunting, fishing. I don't hunt really, but I have fished before.
And, sure.
You know, it's as Midwest as you get.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to start off with the bad. Bad about Minnesota or the Midwest. I guess, you know, the Midwest or Minnesota specifically gets a stereotype of like, there's not much going on. It's cold. Everyone here just pretty much goes to the bar and watches hockey.
That is accurate.
What do you, Christian, what do you have to say about, I mean, what do you not enjoy?
We could dissect that in all of those things, but things I don't like about Minnesota is, we'll start with the weather. We are right now, earlier this week, it was 80 degrees, and it will get hotter than that come July and August. We'll get into the hundreds, but then our winters were negative 20. There were some weeks that were negative 20. So we are just the epitome of extreme weather. We fluctuate in such high and low temperatures that makes life incredibly not fun, especially because it's hard to go outside and enjoy these things we like to do. Granted, there's snow, we can go snowboarding and, you know, there's tubing on, you know, snow. There's other things that and activities that I do like that we can do here in Minnesota, but the reality is it's just that's the biggest proponent of it is it's not great for, you know, if you want to be outdoors year-round or if you want to go hiking year-round unless you like being cold. And, you know, there's nothing worse than getting up at 6:30 in the morning and, you know, your heat doesn't work and you're scraping off ice on your car when you're late for work. You don't have to deal with that. Some other states just get up and you go year round.
I guess so. How about you, Eston? What do you not enjoy?
Yeah, it is. Kind of talk about what Chris was talking about. Honestly, the weather's when it gets really cold, you know, can't really go outside or do anything. But I mean, other than when it's like -20, I think Minnesota's a really good state.
So I have to say something, because it seems like weather is always the main topic here in Minnesota. It's weather this, weather that. But can I say, aren't we blessed with the seasons? Come on. Fall? Well,
that's half the issue. If we barely get a fall or a spring.
Hey.
And to talk more about how the rest of the world views our weather, when my mom went to California back in the 80s, she remembers she was talking to some guy, and he asked her genuinely if we lived in igloos. Granted, he could have been a very stupid person, but still, that was a question that was asked, so that's how people view Minnesota.
Okay.
And, yeah. They view Minnesota in that way. Other people view Minnesota in that way, and it's, you know, pretty accurate. We're the third coldest U.S. state.
I will say, people not from Minnesota don't realize Minnesota does have, like, quite a bit of a culture or, like, community to it. I guess there's a lot. Minnesota is a pretty big state, so there is a lot of different areas and such. But, like, there's also a lot of things that bring us together. For instance, like, hockey. State of hockey, right? Ice fishing.
Yes, sir.
You know, stuff that's unique to us. Yeah, we are kind of cursed in some sports up here. But wintertime really, I feel like, brings us together. Even though it's cold, it's just like the ice fishing tournaments, like the hockey, pond hockey is popular. I know SNU mentioned earlier, and I was talking to you about that you played hockey. I mean, so how did that happen? Is it just something like family or something that you're always interested in? How did you get into that?
I don't know. I just got started when I was really young. I honestly don't know how. I don't know if it was my parents who wanted me to go play hockey or if I just kind of took a liking to it.
Sure.
But, I mean, I was on skates probably at 3 years old, so I'm
okay.
Still skating to this day, so, you know.
There we go. I guess I got to ask you guys what else. When I think of Minnesota or the Midwest, we kind of have a unique cuisine here. Stuff that we make here that no one else really does. I mean, so you guys know Spam was originated from here, but
yes,
we have stuff like tater tot, hot
sense.
Dish.
It makes sense.
What is like your favorite Midwest kind of like staple food that's kind of unique to us? I mean, it's like anything. It's like ham and cheese sandwich with Doritos on it. I feel like that's unique to Minnesota. Like macaroni and cheese with hot dog.
What about, like, hot dishes?
Yes!
That.
Hot dishes.
I hate hot dishes. It's a horrible way. Why would you mash a bunch of food together? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Wait, Christian.
Minnesota food's tater tot hot dish.
Cool. Oh, my God, I knew you were going to say that. That's disgusting.
Christian.
What a crime.
Tater.
This is horrible. Had it. Maybe it was made improperly. No, I take that back. We just... Minnesota foods is not good.
Okay, but you know what I have to say, Christian? Is you said the food is all mashed together. But what...
Yes, it's...
What's the difference between when it's mashed before and when it's mashed in your mouth? It's going to taste the same.
It's just mashed... No, not that. It's just all the food they... In a casserole, it's a bunch of different dishes put in one. You're putting, you know, a bunch of things together to make...
It's not hot. It's literally has, like, tater tots. Some ground beef and some, like, vegetables in it.
You don't?
Yeah, bro. No. Why can't we just have beef, tater tots, separately?
What's the fun of that? Might as well combine it into one.
Yeah, but you're... not good. It's our cuisine... In short, our cuisine is a joke to me. But that's me.
Okay, so I guess... Very one-sided on the hot dish idea.
That just sounds like why we have a 40% obesity rate.
Okay.
Just the U.S., but we're part of the U.S., so it's probably higher in the Midwest. if we're going demographically, our obesity rate, I mean, I would almost beg to differ that, but I don't think that's on the agenda here today.
I don't think this is a obesity podcast.
We're talking about food, though.
Okay.
That leads to that.
Well, we'll get into the next subject here. So, for me, growing up in Minnesota, I guess I always feel nostalgic of, like, the going to parks. I don't know if you guys, when you grew up, if you went to, like, a lot of parks or, like, even Mall of America.
Yeah, that's just at the Mall of America today.
Oh, there we go. Midwest, or Minnesota, has, like, a very specific nostalgic to it, I feel like, with, like, the sunsets and just the birds and all the different animals, and it is a very green state. What is some of you guys' like favorite memories of growing up in Minnesota?
I mean, I would say a while back, almost, I mean, 10 years ago, me and a bunch of my uncles, my grandpa, and a couple of my second cousins, we all rented a houseboat up on Rainy Lake and went fishing for like a whole week. That was pretty fun, like no cell reception and just being able to talk, seeing really cool sunsets where there's no light pollution, you know, seeing stars and stuff like that, like you don't get it down towards the cities here.
Yeah, it sounds, I guess,
it's very scenic, to put it that way.
Yeah, boundary waters, just up being up north. I also kind of just thinking about that when you were talking, just like going up. So like my family doesn't have a cabin, but we would always rent a cabin up in Leech Lake. And, you know, I was probably, you know, early teens, like maybe 12, 13, 14 when we used to do that quite a bit. And it's very nostalgic, I'd say. And, you know, I can kind of remember my first time fishing. First time catching a fish. So, yeah. No. Go ahead.
Well, like I said, spent a lot of time in Brainerd with my grandparents as a kid, too.
Yes.
The place where I live now. And, yeah, they had a cabin out on a lake, too, so I was able to experience all of that as well, you know, going on the boat, pontoon, going on the speedboat, spending time with my cousins, just, you know, being a kid and being on a lake and being able to play with, you know, people my age back then. But, yeah, no, I love that, and I love how bright the stars are here at night as well compared to, you know, when I'm in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, definitely. I think a big part about being in Minnesota is just, like, the outdoors.
When we get a good outdoors.
Yeah.
Happier.
Well, thank you for joining another episode of the Tipsy Trail Podcast. Hopefully you were able to take away some valuable information from that. There was a lot that we ended up talking about. We'd like to hear more about what you think, if there's anything that we can improve on, or if you would possibly like to be a guest on this podcast, please hit us up on any of our socials. Without further ado, keep it cold.